Thank goodness.
Sun is shining.
Yes,
feeling
baby.
Good, ready to rock and roll. Let's bring everybody in. I'm Tony Vannetti, Dwight Whitten,
yeah.
Dave Jennings,
yep.
Sasquatch 6'8"
and a half.
Let's all go to France. Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Stupid American.
Let's see if I can set some atmosphere here.
Yeah, get some
let's see if we can get some. What is going to be French?
Hey, look at me. I got one of those funny hats. I'm making a painting of this King's Island.
Oh, there
thing.
We go. There we go.
Look, here I am.
For some reason, I want to French kiss right now.
You better move, Dwight.
Oh, I need a beret.
Stupid American. I will berate you, you stupid American.
No, not berate.
No, you said you wanted
to beret.
You said you want. Look at our bread. Our bread is French. It is long, long, long.
Why do I feel like I want to pick up a hockey stick?
Or surrender.
Okay. Or surrender.
I give up. All right, let's go to the town of Ville de Bitches.
Ville de Bitches?
Say what?
Ville de Bitches?
Ville de Bitches.
That's the goal on Saturday, I think.
That is a town in France. And
are they Ville de Bitchites?
Or Bitches?
Well, it was the problem is the mayor of the town has a Facebook page like every other town does.
Oh.
And Facebook didn't know it was a town, so they blocked them.
Please visit.
So they took them down.
Please visit. Ville de Bitches.
I thought they may. I mean, I guess Facebook thought it was maybe like a girl side. Or, no, it's a town in France. Ville de Bitches.
Facebook is starting to slap me for things that I did like 7 or 8 years ago.
Well,
the other day it hit me with this thing saying, "Hey, you're on suspension. You can't go live and something else for 3 days." I'm like, "Honey, what did I do?" And I looked, and it was something from 7, 8 years ago.
You know, when they told us in the principal's office,
or
I'm sorry, the vice principal of discipline's office, they said, this is going down in your permanent record. We used to laugh.
Right.
Now, actually, it's true. So Pepe Le Pew is upset that his Ville de Bitches page is down from Facebook.
Is Pepe still okay, or has he been canceled?
No, I think Pepe, Sasquatch, I think Pepe's been canceled. Is that right?
Yeah, he's frowned on because apparently it's believed that Mr. Le Pew was sexually assaulting the cat in that cartoon.
Your Honor, the defense would like to call Mr. Le Pew.
Hey,
never actually got to the cat, though, did he? It was just intent, correct?
I think so. It may have been the stalking. May have been a problem.
Oh, there you go.
I hate to inform everybody here.
I think that there was some belief that the skunk had felonious intent.
No, means no.
I hate to inform everybody here, but yes. Yeah, those characters in that cartoon are not people.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're skunks. Yeah, they're
are
animals.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're animals.
Well, we're missing the primary thing. It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon.
Tell that to Hank Azaria.
If it bothers you, just erase it.
Don't start with Hank Azaria.
Wait,
David. Now you're going to get us all pissed off.
Wait, I don't know what's going on. I have been offline for 3 freaking days.
Okay, what character? How many characters does he do on The Simpsons? Like 10, right? I mean, he does a bunch of them. One of them is Apu.
Yeah, Apu.
Yeah, the Indian store owner,
sure,
right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
He got sober, and part of this being sober, the 12 steps, is one of them is to make amends. Well, he says, quote, that he was really having a problem coming around to like this. Why is this bad? Like, why is this character bad? Like,
yeah.
he was like, I don't care that you think it's bad. I'm still going to do it.
Right.
But basically, he said it's a slur at this point. So he wants to apologize to every single Indian person in the country.
Huh?
For the last 3 decades. Of The Simpsons and the character Apu.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but he is actually one of the smarter characters on the show and a business owner.
Yeah, he might be the smartest person on the show, actually.
So because the sound of his voice was mimicked by a white male, because, let's just be honest, Indian people owning gas stations and convenience stores isn't uncommon.
No, and so...
No, I go to one, Donger's BP.
Donger.
Donger's BP is where I go for everything.
Donger need food.
Well, you know what? Cancel.
They're great people.
Cancel House, because that dude is not American. He does this American accent, and it kind of pisses me off.
So he says,
"Oh, is he a British guy? Well, that's half a
right.
half of The Walking Dead, and they're all supposed
yeah,
to be
that's
from,
right.
They're all supposed to be from Georgia. Going, Carl, come down here and get these Beatles before them monsters get to us. And then you hear him. Then you hear him in an interview." I think one of the greatest things. Listen,
I was horribly horrible.
I really wanted to be on The Crown, but then they booked me on this dead people show.
The zombies are quite gross, actually.
Yeah, actually, particularly the rotting corpses.
Oh, they get the innards all over you.
Sasquatch, do you have a thought on this?
I mean, we made it this long, and they're just now bothered by Apu.
Wait a minute. I got a personal
question.
Dave's
point is actually probably the smartest person in the fictitious city of Springfield.
I got a question for you, a personal question for you, and it involves this. How did you feel in the late 70s when you were a little Sasquatch and you were watching $6 Million Man?
Yeah, you were.
And then Sasquatch shows up. It turns out it's just Andre the Giant, the wrestler, pretending to be Sasquatch.
Sasquatch is a bad person in that episode.
No, and not only is Sasquatch a bad person.
He's a robot.
He's a robot. Yeah. How did that affect you personally? And show me on this Mountain Dew bottle where they hurt you.
Sit back. Tell us how you feel.
What?
Show me on this Mountain Dew bottle where they hurt you.
It's well, it's
first
missing
off, I was deeply offended about the robot part. Because we're not people, but we're living.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
so, I mean, that was
I just
that was
hug
troublesome.
The guy right now. Go ahead. I just want to hug you, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What else? Go on from there.
Oh, that was pretty much it.
Yeah. No.
Tell us about your relationship with your dad.
You paid for the hour here, Squatch.
Right. You paid for the hour.
Yeah.
Tell us again about those odd things that you do with pine cones.
What did the Kentucky Derby Festival Committee do to you?
Yeah. Listen.
I'm kind of afraid to leave my house because of that now.
Let me ask you this. How frightened are you to go into certain parks knowing that fireworks might go off Saturday for thunder?
Just look in your rearview mirror, Will, for a pickup truck pulling a blow-up horse doll.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with the entire country. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Drop some knowledge flakes on it.
Yes.
Right after our generation, there was a stupid book published called The Power of Positive Thinking. Like a power, right? And we started telling every little Johnny and little Susan, what did we tell them?
You could do it. You could be anything.
You could do anything.
If you work really hard, gosh darn it.
You could be the first person on Mars.
Listen, little Jimmy's not going to be the first person on Mars.
Look,
okay?
You're
not.
You don't think I wanted to be a doctor and go to surgery school?
No,
of course I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. No, you wanted to steal the VHS tape of a movie with a doctor in it at that age.
It was behind, behind the curtain in the back of the video store.
The problem is...
I don't think that's a real doctor, by the way.
What we used
and that
to
wasn't
do,
a people.
What we used to do is set the bar really low.
Yeah.
Our dads go, look, life's going to be miserable.
Yes.
Just be happy with the people you're with. And we went, okay. So then we went... When we went to go get a job at Sherman Williams Paint Shop and sold paints and knew more about the color green than any person
of
on planet,
course.
We said, you know what? Dad lied. Life's pretty good.
Dad, that's not green. It's effervescent emerald.
But life was pretty good. We said, you know what? Life's pretty good. Dad's a liar. Life's pretty good. But now we say, you, little Jimmy, are going to be president of the United States. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to work at Sherman Williams, and you're going to be happy. But since you set the bar at, he's going to be an astronaut, then... when they get a good job and they join a church and they have a great life, he didn't turn out to be the president of the United States. So life's song.
Do you really love paint stores, or can you see one right now?
No, I drove by one.
I was a kid, I didn't have any friends. I told my dad that. He took me outside. He goes, "Here's your friend. It was a clump of dirt." And then that thing. And then the clump of dirt turned on me.
Look,
you think I gave up? No.
When you're told that life's going to be miserable, and when it doesn't, you're happy.
Right.
When you're told your life is going to be perfect if you just go to school, then life sucks. And that's why all these people are in therapy.
When life gave little fat Dwight lemons, he soaked them in chocolate and he ate them.
That's right, damn it.
What he did.
First he put LSD on it.
Of course. And he took it. Then he went up to his little dirt clod friend and goes,
Are you my friend?
And what was his name?
Huh? Claude?
Claude.
Claude. Claude.
All right. Take $10 out of the jar.
Okay, so you have family that works at Disney, and you know the ins and outs.
Oh, I do. I'm an expert.
This place is incredible. It's got a city under it.
Underneath.
Deep under the ground, it's an entire city.
Really?
You know, little known fact, he didn't want to, Mr. Walt Disney said he didn't want to see, like, he wants the fantasy to be real, so he doesn't want to see people taking trash cans, like trash bags out. All the food is prepared underneath, and it's sent up. And then under the trash cans, you can open up like a little manhole, and you take the trash and you replace the trash bag from underneath.
Boy, Walt Disney was a freak.
He was a smart dude.
Well, evidently, they not only frowned on, ooh, that's garbage, don't take the garbage out. They also frowned on characters, or as they call them, cast members Disney members, having tattoos. That was offensive and creepy, and they didn't want it. That's not the Disney look.
No, no.
Now a drive to be inclusive, Disney has decided that their dress code for cast members can now include tattoos.
No!
They're going to loosen the restrictions.
No!
Hey, boy, that is a Snow White that I want to see there, baby.
Cinderella doesn't have a tramp stamp.
Yes, she does in my book.
What if your tattoo is a Tweety Bird?
No!
Oh.
No. Unless you're Popeye. Oh. Popeye can have a tattoo.
Employees will now be able to better express their cultures and individuality with more flexibility that comes with gender-inclusive haircuts, jewelry and nail styles, and custom choices.
Whatever.
What?
Visible tattoos will be allowed, assuming they're appropriate. They're not going to let, like, the naked devil lady with an ace of spades.
They can spin this into all the PC stuff you want. The bottom line is you can't find young people to work anymore if you eliminate tattoos.
I know. Well, that's a good point. I'm still, it's a wonder how they staff that place every single day.
Mommy, why does Snow White look like she fell face first in a tackle box? All the piercings and
the world needs Disney to stay pure, my friend. That's all I'm saying.
Why does she have Wide Glide tattooed over her butt?
Oh, my Lord. Oh. All right, so the super secret locations for the Kentucky Derby Festival Thunder have been issued out, but people are trying to keep it a secret. So don't go to those locations.
No.
They might cancel it and ruin the television experience.
Yes.
For everyone at home.
And this year, there's going to be even more fireworks than last year.
Wayne Hittiger, what colors are we going to have on the fireworks?
That's a great question, Tony. We're gonna have lots of different colors. Actually, we
Okay. Thank you, Wayne.
Instead of replaying the most spectacular single thunder ever, we're going to have little thunders and put those on TV instead.
Of course.
Okay. Wait. No, call them little thunders. Call them fun-sized. That's what you get at Halloween. You get fun-sized Hershey's.
Angie Fenton is texting us and saying, I'm sending positive thoughts to you. No!
What?
We're not being positive.
I don't know what to do with positive
thoughts.
We're
going to ruin our kids by telling them they can be anything they want.
Enough with your positivity.
Yes. No more positivity.
No.
Oh, my word. Look at the picture she just sent me.
Oh, what?
Whoa.
That's not.
Look at that.
There's no picture there.
Oh, my gosh.
No picture there.
Hey, Angie. Message received.
Oh, Lord. All right. So, who's got the... Sasquatch, you got the joke of the day?
I've got him.
Oh, you got him, Dave. All right. Okay, Dave.
Yeah.
We saw.
You guys ready? I've got three little ditties for ya.
Oh, all wow. Right.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Little ditty number one. Boys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Dave.
Why should the number 288 never be mentioned?
Ooh,
jeez, I don't know. Why wouldn't you mention 200? I don't understand. Why?
Because it's too gross. See, you take a gross.
Actually, that's a double it. And that is actually a very humorous joke.
Thank you.
I wish I would have known that back in science school.
Well, I'm going to call an audible here and do one for Dr. Fauci. And John can explain this one to you, Tony.
Go right ahead.
Boys.
Yes.
Yes, Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Why don't calculus majors throw house parties?
Calculus jokes are the best. I don't know,
Dave.
I don't know.
Why not?
Because you should never drink and derive.
You should never derive. When you're drinking.
Calculus is a derivative and then a bunch of algebra.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I got to do one for Tony and Dwight now then.
Okay, I'll take that.
After those two.
That wasn't going well. Yeah.
How do you make a tissue dance?
How do you make
I don't know. How do you make a tissue make a dance, tissue? Dave?
Well, you put a little boogie in it.
Oh, okay. That's it.
That's
no.
Just disgusting, man. That's oh. Okay.
All right, that's your joke of the day. April 15th, supposed to be tax day, but it's not really, 2021.
All right, coming up on the show, Jim Ryan's going to be talking in from Texas. He's going to be checking in, talking about the benefits of psychedelic drugs. Plus, the Booty Man, Dr. Wayne Tuckson, is going to be joining the show. Booty. And Haley Hansen as well. So lots yep. going on this morning, man.
Yep, back after this. Keep where you got it. See you, Scott Squatch. Have a good day.
Cool.
News Radio 840 WHAS.
WHAS.
Well, got to update the show lineup, all right?
All right.
All right,
Dr.
Then.
Wayne Tuckson is
knee deep.
Dr. Wayne Tuckson is unavailable. He's with a
up to a-holes and elbows or something.
He's up to his elbows and a-holes.
David Hasselhoff.
Yes. Speaking of.
And by the way, a little bit later, we'll have the guy that almost died last year on the show.
Hasselhoff. Hmm? Now, that's the way you eat a cheeseburger, baby.
David,
remember that video?
Yes. And I don't know if this is the daughter that. Took that video.
Yeah.
But David Hasselhoff, a true American icon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
No. Dare we say hero? A true American hero, maybe?
You know he's what? Knight Rider, baby.
I'll agree.
He's right up there.
Baywatch, Knight Rider.
What was that astronaut's name? Louis Armstrong. He's right up there with him.
Right.
You know?
He's the first person to play the trombone
on the moon.
Mm-hmm. A true American icon's daughter, Haley.
Well, that's a horrible name.
Is, she's a curvy model. Do you know what that is?
Yes, that's a
she's big.
That's a voluptuous woman, and I like voluptuous women.
If you were a model, you'd be a, well, I mean, the old Dwight would be a curvy model.
Well, no, I'm kind of back to that.
No,
but
no,
I'm on
you're
my
not.
Way back.
No, you're not.
Well, according to the text you sent me yesterday.
It was motivation.
I'm just saying.
It was motivation. What? It was sent in love.
You know, I have feelings, too, deep underneath this.
No, you don't.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I may be starting to trip, man.
This is David Hasselhoff.
It's David Hasselhoff. This is Knight Rider, you jerk. It's not the segment we're doing.
Oh.
He's big in Japan, man.
He's huge in Germany. He did a concert on the wall in Berlin.
Yeah.
To like a million people in Germany.
Wasn't there like a magician that made the Berlin Wall disappear?
By the way,
he walked through it.
The wall coming down was the draw. Just a... Not necessarily Hasselhoff.
All right. His daughter, Haley, is a curvy model, and she's the very first curvy model to be posted as the image of the cover of Playboy this month.
Oh, boy.
She's 28 years old. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's her. We got to switch gears here.
Finish the measurements.
28 years old. I could dig it, man. Go on.
She says, I'm deeply humbled and honored to be the first ever curvy model on a European cover of Playboy. So it's not local, it's European.
Yeah, that's far out, too, man. You know what I'm
saying? Let's bring in our buddy Jim Ryan. Jim Ryan, how are you, sir?
Are they still publishing Playboy? I didn't realize that.
That's a good question. I don't know if it's an actual magazine you can hold in your hand or you go online.
You can hold it in one hand.
Stop. Stop it.
Hey, listen, if you want to see a really good, it's not a documentary, but it's like a series based on his life on Amazon. It's spectacular.
Hasselhoff?
No, Hugh Hefner.
Oh, well, thanks for jumping. Mm.
Well, we shifted stream. Gears. We're talking to
you. You crossed my stream with your stream. Stop it.
Put the magazine down.
So let's talk about hallucinogenics. I know the story. This came out a couple of years ago that was really helping with PTSD. What are the details?
Yeah, well, that's the thinking here, that returning soldiers, people coming back from combat or have been in other stressful situations and are suffering PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, have found some relief in taking psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in magic mushrooms. It's a hallucinogenic. It's been around forever, obviously. Illegal almost everywhere except in Oregon and in Oakland, California, and a couple of other places. But now here in Texas, the legislature is looking at a proposal to study, do a 3.5-year study of psilocybin as a potential treatment for PTSD and some other disorders like it. It would involve two hospitals here in Texas, one either public or private hospital, and then a VA hospital. And it's getting the unusual backing of Rick Perry, the former governor, who says that he's fully behind it. He says that he's known veterans who have used this stuff and have had some success in treating their own PTSD. So now Perry is back at the state capitol and lobbying his former colleagues there in the legislature to see that this study is funded.
You know, you always hear these stories, Jim, and up until recently, I was like, yeah, conspiracy theory, whatever. You always hear about big pharmaceuticals squashing natural remedies.
Sure.
You know, like marijuana, all this other stuff. I thought, well, that's just a bunch of hippie jive, whatever. But now, you know, I'm starting to realize.
It's true.
It's true. It's true. Because there are benefits to marijuana. There's medicinal benefits to marijuana, CBD, and all these other things. And I'm starting to believe it's true. It's being squashed out. What are the odds of this coming to fruition, you think?
That's a good question. You know, since it has the backing of this conservative former governor, guy, the longest serving governor in Texas history, former Trump administration cabinet member, you know, it may have a better chance than it would have otherwise. Because I think you're right. There is that perception that it's the few liberals in the Texas legislature that are bringing this out, but it does have some bipartisan support. So it may have a chance of moving through in some way. Texas actually does have legalized medical marijuana, but it is so incredibly restrictive. It's not as though you can walk into your doctor and say, yeah, I'm having headaches or my back hurts or, you know, anxiety, something like that. It has to be very specific and physical, you know, ailments that you have in your body that they can show that, yeah, this is a real problem with you. It's a physical thing we can see before you could ever even think about getting a medical marijuana license in Texas. So, you know, it's not as though Texas is suddenly becoming a pro drug state or a pro magic mushroom place. But it's an interesting question. Is this something that will move forward? Well, it seems Rick Perry is willing to put his political future, if he has one, on this.
I think Rick Perry's probably studied it a little bit too, just out of curiosity. Yeah. But you know, Kentucky
went to Texas A&M. It's possible.
Yeah. Well, you know, this means Kentucky's never going to get it because
Isn't that where McConaughey got stoned and was playing the drums?
Texas, not Texas A&M.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
David.
That's
a huge faux pas.
I'm sorry.
That's where McConaughey played the bongos. Played the bongos. But I'm concerned, Jim. Let's just say this helps people with PTSD. Now we've got medicinal marijuana, but not medicinal. What's the drug? Psilocybin?
Psilocybin, yes.
So we'll study it, and then are we going to have to add to the legislature, okay, marijuana's legal, but this stuff is not. Let's go through another 5 or 10 year process when people could be helped now.
It's a long process. You're right. I mean, they started talking about medical marijuana here 10 years ago or so. And in fact, Rick Perry, even way back then, said he was okay with medical marijuana, legalizing it, or at least he was saying that the federal government shouldn't be involved in it, that it should be left up to the states. Well, now it is. So it could be a faster process than it would have been before. But still, yeah, we're talking about maybe 2030, maybe 2032 before this ever reaches fruition.
Now, I've read extensively on this, and I'm pretty sure I have the facts correct to where this isn't something like, look, CBD oil for some it really helps some of the PTSD. I know some of my friends that are taking it 6 or 7 times a day. That's not what they're talking about. From what I understand, you know, when you become an alcoholic, your brain gets rewired. When you use a drug, your brain gets rewired. When you have PTSD, your brain gets rewired. So I believe that once you use the psychedelic mushrooms, it rewires your brain. You don't have to continue to use it. So if you use it a couple of times, it sort of rewires your brain, and it really starts to fix the PTSD. Jim, I'm pretty sure that's the science I'm talking about. This isn't something where you wake up and take a hallucinogenic mushroom every morning. This is something where you would do it a couple of times and help rewire your brain.
Yeah, well, I think that's what Perry wants to find out, and that's why he's backing this study. It would take 3.5 years for the hospitals here involved in this to reach some conclusions. And you're right. I think that that's what they want to learn. Is it something that you have to take daily? You know, alcoholics might take naltrexone to cut the cravings. You know, others might take the marijuana, medical marijuana, to ease daily pain. But you're right. Is it something that could switch the brain into a non-PTSD function? You know, it's an interesting question. I think the results of the study would be fascinating regardless.
See, I would be scared that, like, a pink hippopotamus would walk out of my kitchen and start talking to me or something. I don't know if I would want to do a psychedelic.
It would be like, again?
Right. And well,
don't listen to them, Dwight.
These days, he'd be selling us something. No, it's different than LSD. LSD is synthetic and which was studied by the U.S. government.
Yeah, LSD is a product of Big Pharma.
You're right. Well, actually,
you think Big Pharma cares about you?
The CIA did a lot of experiments on military and a lot of folks on LSD in the 60s.
Who owns the CIA? Follow
Bill
the
Cox.
Money. That's right. Bill Cox.
But much different than the natural. I'll say it's grown. The mushrooms are grown under cow patties for the most part, but obviously they can replicate that, whatever that drug is, they can do it. Jim Ryan, man, it's always good to talk to you, buddy.
All right. Take care.
See you, man.
There you go.
Wait,
you said under the cow.
It's grown in cow poop, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it under, though?
What do you mean under?
That's where I went wrong.
It starts under and then grows up into it and then through.
All right.
What? Oh.
I may have.
Yeah.
Did you finish the story about the Hefty Hasselhoff?
No. Let's go back to the beginning.
I did finish it. She's the first curvy model on the cover of a European Playboy magazine.
But when does it come out?
Now. It's out now. You can hit the Instagram. You can go to her Instagram. Her name is obviously Haley Hasselhoff.
Is that Haley with two Z's?
And she's a curvy model, which is a big thing now.
Haley Hasselhoff.
And she is pretty hot. She's a Hasselhoff.
No, she kind of looks like a robot lady. Look at that face.
What are you talking about? She doesn't look like a robot lady. Why are
she looks like
with
one of those dolls that you buy? You
why
know
are
what
you? What?
You know those, like the expensive
dolls? No, Dave and I don't know what that is.
Does she have a real surprised look?
No, she doesn't.
No. Okay, let's see.
Oh, man.
Images.
Oh, here we go.
Playboy.
There it is.
Well, it looks...
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, but her face is
What? Her face is what, dude?
Is it butter?
She looks like she looks like a robot lady.
Oh my god.
Her derriere is
I don't even know what that means, robot lady.
Look at this. Are you telling me?
What?
You don't think that looks like some kind of robot, like somebody made that?
Beep.
Yes, somebody did make it. Hasselhoff made it. Come on. What's wrong with you? Girl's making money, dude.
No, listen.
She's a lingerie model, and she's curvy, which is beautiful.
Look, I agree with you.
Thank you.
Listen, I know the pleasures of a great big woman and a little bitty bottle of wine.
No, stop it.
What?
Finish it. I stepped on it.
I love the pleasure of a great big woman and a little bitty bottle of wine. That used to be my favorite Saturday night in the South End.
Is that a Tom T. Hall song?
No, but it should be.
It should be.
I want a great big woman and an itty bitty bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And baby ducks.
All right.
Baby ducks.
Old pickup trucks.
All right, hey, somebody that almost died is going to talk to us next hour.
Okay.
We'll keep it a secret until we get there.
They have a
on.
Very poor immune system.
No, he does not.
Evidently, he does.
Let's just say that robot ladies don't do it for you, Dwight. Is there any solution to that?
Yes. If you got a robot lady but you can't perform, guys, worry not anymore. Go to HightowerMens.com. ED is nothing to joke about. It's a real thing, and it happens to everybody. Well, not everybody, but there's the statistics are high. Let's say you're 50 years old. 50% of that age group has it. 60% have it, and on and on. You get the picture. But ED is a treatable thing, okay? And most clinics, they just want to treat the symptoms, not the problem. So if you keep treating the symptoms and symptoms and symptoms, you got to take a pill and wait 45 minutes until you can do something with your partner. Be ready when your partner's ready. That's what Hightower Men's Clinic does. They use acoustic sound wave technology. I've seen and talked to patients that have been through their – I've heard their testimonials. It's incredible the work that they're doing. One man hadn't been intimate with his wife for over 5 years. Hightower Men's got a hold of him. Now their love life and their marriage is stronger than ever. That can be you. They have an all-male staff, so there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Go to HightowerMens.com. All right, stick around. We're going to be talking to someone that nearly died.
At the bottom of the hour.
At the bottom of the hour. Plus, Haley Hansen joins the show on News Radio 840 WHAS. Oh,